This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, Ariel. What's it like when you're on Instagram? I don't think you responded to my DMs while I have a crush on you. And Paul has one fucking too. You will leave this fool. Oh, it's what you choose me. Oh, why don't you choose me? Oh, it's what you choose me. Oh, why don't you choose me? 1,000 miles feels pretty far, and they've got planes and trains and cars. I'll walk with you if you choose this fool. I swear it's true. Oh, it's what you choose to me. Oh, it's what you choose to me. Oh, why'd you do this to me? Oh, Paul, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do this to me? Oh, 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 Paul. Oh, oh, Paul. Paul.
Oh. There we go.
There we, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my yeah, baby. That was good. They really take your dribble and they turn it into something. It's so
well, I imagine it more of a collaborative effort, but yes.
Not really a collaborative effort. I mean, it sounded funny
when
they did it.
Paul to me. By me.
Not really by you.
And I guess Isaac you, and his girlfriend Ella.
Yeah, you fucking
sort of
you destroyed a
took
song.
That and ran.
You
they
did
stole
something,
it is what they did.
They elevated it. They saved it. They fixed it. You said, oh, it's what
them.
You choose me. It makes no sense. Oh, it's what you choose me. But they sung it, so it made it funny.
I think I'm going to fucking Venmo request them for royalty rights.
Royalty
they
rights.
They sort of stole my idea and monetized
it. They
don't
monetize it. They sent it to us for free for a fucking shout out.
Yeah. If you didn't listen to last episode, I came up with that beautiful song on the
you
spot.
No,
slash
you didn't
fly.
Come up with it on the spot. It's a cover of Hey There, Delilah. The Plain White Tees came up with that song. Okay. And,
yeah, it is. I can.
They're the
I
ones
can
that could be
that.
Suing. They're the ones that could be Venmo
I can
requesting.
Definitely hear that.
Yeah.
And then this is Isaac Gear and his girlfriend Ella. Massive fans. Nothing to plug, but shout out to the Pinch, aka the Pimp. Congratulate him for winning another Golden Mic this week, adding to his ridiculous
Amazing.
Legacy.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank
bud.
You. I appreciate that. Really cool to be awarded the Golden Mic by the artists who came up with the theme song. Pretty neat.
I'm the artist.
That doesn't happen very often. Not really. Not really at all. The Plain White Tees are the artist.
It seems like it's happening more often than not.
No, I don't think it's happening more often that the artists are awarding me the Golden Mic. I feel like that's probably the one. This I think it might be the first time in history that it's happened.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, not a big deal to you.
Anyway.
Not a big deal to you.
That's.
I guess you don't give a shit when the Golden Mic is awarded. Not a congrats, bud. Not an applause. No request for me to make a speech. I'm obviously
applause. Not, speech.
I'm obviously humbled.
For a
Jeez,
fake
just,
award you give yourself for 7 years.
I didn't
years
give the
straight.
Award myself, did I? Or do you feel like I just got awarded the song by the artist? The award from the artist
yeah.
gave me the award.
Don't hold a pen, by the
don't
way.
Don't hold a like, pen?
You're not,
why?
You're not doing
I'm
anything
making a point.
Creative, artistic,
I'm
and
making
interesting.
A point.
You're not like You're not a business. Now it's behind your ear.
That's where I keep the pen in case I have a thought or an idea or a poem or an essay or something.
That warrants having
sometimes
it.
I need to.
You don't pen
sometimes
anything.
I need to pen a note or a letter or a poem or a haiku.
No. You
a
never
limerick
do
or
that.
A rhyme. And you sometimes
send,
I'll sketch.
You send garbage memes on
I'll
Slack.
I'll sit near a
you
bridge
send GIFs.
In a park and I'll sketch something. An old fellow with his granddaughter chasing a balloon or something. Yes, I do. Yeah. I find little moments of beauty, the desperate, fleeting essence of life. Yeah. Those moments.
Your knuckles are bleeding. Yeah, well, it looks like you've been punching a wall or something.
I couldn't think of any poems.
I had half of a limerick and I got mad at myself.
There once was a man from Brooklyn, and then what's the fucking rest?
So I punched a wall. Mazel tov. All right. Thank you to Isaac and his girlfriend, Ella, for taking that sweet, sweet theme to the next level. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the WOD.
I am here. Jod.
WOD and Jod. Slight upgrade from Rodney and Godney last episode.
Rodney and Godney have been, we've transformed. We've evolved into Wad and Jod.
It feels like we're getting worse. Every week we're growing slowly more insane. At least Godney was a joke. What is Wad and Jod?
I don't remember.
This is probably what our 100th episode in a row that we haven't been in the same room. I don't even remember what it's like recording not over Zoom anymore.
Yeah, it's funny. Remember when I first moved to New York and we would sometimes record remote and we'd try to bank as many as we could when I was in LA. But like sometimes we would record remote and we were nervous people were going to notice and sometimes people did and sometimes people didn't. Yeah. It's funny how much...
Did we use Zoom?
I don't think we used Zoom. I think we used Skype, maybe, or Google Meetups.
Or FaceTime.
But yeah, now it's just so normal. Everyone's podcasting on Zoom, into a Zoom.
Yeah. Now it's going to be weird when we're actually in the same room together again.
The other day, I almost was like, it's a good idea for a podcast to just have a podcast called In Person. And it's a podcast that happens in real life now. That's an angle.
Yeah.
And some shows are back in the studios, but it seems like very few of them really are.
Yeah. Do you listen to other pods or I don't know that about?
I mean not really. I listen to like 3 podcasts.
Yeah. I kind of only listen to our podcasts.
You listen to our podcast?
I listen every week and I write in a lot of questions and stuff.
You choose the questions. You should be able to get on it more.
I know. A lot of these are kind of long-winded, and we've answered them before.
Asked and answered, Wad. Stand down, Jod. Wad.
Quiet, Jod. All right. These are a fresh new batch. Hot emails, hot off the press, from our fans, sent over to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Here's one from a first-year university student.
Very nice.
Why don't we name him... What was your freshman year roommate's name?
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
Cool.
May he rest in party.
What happened?
I was fine, I think, but...
He died at a club.
At a club, actually. Don't disrespect him like that.
On a Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday. Yeah, he got in. All right. Imagine Ken and Jake living together. God, the damage you guys did to that room. I'm just thinking about the amount of jizz all over that place. It must have been looking like a fucking black light party every night.
It's crazy how we had many a black light in the room, which was risky behavior for the amount that I jacked off in there.
It
for
looked like
sure.
A fucking Jackson Pollock on the ceiling. I mean, are those glow-in-the-dark star stickers that you have up there, or is that just like... A fucking volcanic amount of seed that you and Ken would just fucking sword fight.
You've talked enough about my splooge, and I'd like you to move on.
All right, you've
waxed about my vase deference.
All right, here we go. Ken writes, I'm a first-year university student. Recently, there was a fire alarm at 3:30 in the morning, waking everyone up and sending them outside. While outside, a very drunk girl decided to latch onto me and cuddled with me as I was freezing outside instead of standing there awkwardly. I decided to hug her back until we got into the building. The issue is, I've had a girlfriend for a year. When I left the drunk girl, she tried to kiss me, but I got the hell out of there and she passed out on a bed. I haven't told my girlfriend yet because she'll get mad. Should I have told her? Am I in the wrong here? Thanks, guys. Ta-da.
I feel like in the grand scheme of things that, you know, the type of questions we get, this one's really not bad. I don't think he did anything that wrong. Like, you huddled. don't say huddled, okay? You huddled for warmth. You didn't cuddle for mirth. Do you know?
What's the difference between a huddling and a cuddling?
A huddling you do to survive. Like, if we were trapped in a bivouac up on Everest or something, we wouldn't not embrace because we need to share body warmth, and that wouldn't be cheating on our wives.
So would you say,
yeah,
huddling is cute? No, sorry,
cuddling.
Huddling is cute. Huddling
is hot.
Yeah,
because it's about warmth. It's about heat.
So huddling is hot cuddling, and yeah, cuddling is cute huddling.
Put it that way, it sounds a lot worse. I think as long as you, what bad or not the cuddle, what happened was that it escalated to a kiss, which you denied and left. So I think you don't have to say anything.
Interesting. Okay. But the trying to kiss situation, does that change anything for you? She went to kiss him and he backed away.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily like, first of all, how long could they really have been hugging for? It's like a school fire drill. It's not like they were out there for an hour or something.
Yeah. You know? Well, it wasn't a fire drill, it was a fire alarm.
The entire
building was sort of emptied. engulfed for the entire night. It ended up succumbing to the flames.
it was a sexy bonfire.
Four students were lost, I guess, because
the sheer amount of steam was
so flammable.
No way.
The entire thing went up like a gas fire.
And this was at Moravian, right? Jesus, is this my old dorm?
Yeah, and this email was written in 2008. I don't know, when were you in college?
It's just about then.
Yeah. okay, so huddling, not as bad as cuddling, not as necessary to tell the lady about it. You didn't do anything wrong.
I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
You did something wrong enough that it's a no-no. I'll scold you. Don't do that again. But I don't think you need to like come clean.
Yeah. I bet you like to come clean, didn't you? Freshman year, you and Ken.
Not me like, and
used
Ken.
To fucking.
No, we didn't.
Used to like take turns coming clean.
No,
that's like
not.
When you hit the trash can exactly right, so there was no cleanup.
No,
fucking
right.
Pervert.
It's disgusting. The fact that you made that up on the fly means you played that.
Me and my freshman year roommate used to come clean all the time. All right, let's fast forward into the relationship life cycle a little more. This question is from a lady about breaking up with a dude. So, you know, this other guy's worst nightmare.
Right.
We'll call her Cat, because this is about a cat.
Love it.
My boyfriend and I are breaking up, writes Cat. It's a friendly breakup, though. We just want different things. We've lived together for 3 years, and in that time, he and my cat Snowball, a white, fluffy, adorable thing, have really bonded. She likes him more than me. She rubs her face in any of his clothes as he leaves the bed, and if she's on my lap and he sits next to me, she'll move over to him. Mm-hmm. I have another cat. I've had these cats since I was a teenager. The ex asked if he can have Snowball. I said I'd think about it. What do you think? Should I give him my cat who likes him better than he likes me? I love my cat. I love my cat $5,000. That's the amount I paid in vet bills after she got attacked by a dog. But there's no denying that she likes him better than me. Also, in the greater context of the situation, this would basically be, you can't have my uterus for your babies, but you can have my cat. Love, cat.
Okay, cat. What do you think? What's your gut?
Well, I have a very similar situation. Avital had a dog, Luke, and then we moved in together, and now Luke likes me more than he likes her, so he sleeps at my
feet. Where the similarities end, or are you guys on the outs, on the rocks, is the relationship?
No, it's just about the past.
Because you said it was,
similar situation. Yeah, stop trying to, like, pry you said, into, you like, brought it private
up.
Shit.
You brought it up. You like, brought up your I'm private shit. Is that you said, I'm in a similar situation. This question's about a breakup. You said, I'm in a similar situation.
We're not breaking up.
It was a cry for help.
We're not breaking up.
Great.
Yeah. Great.
Because you're not breaking up?
Yeah,
I'm not. You're not breaking up because you don't have any problems, or you're not breaking up because you're going to work through your problems? And are your problems...
This isn't like a Howard Stern style like interview that you're trying to get me to like...
Then why are you sitting on a Cybian machine?
It's unrelated. It's good for my back. I have a sciatica.
Cybianiatica.
Cybian for my sciatica. But yeah, if we were to split up... would the dog go with me? Would the dog go with Avital? I mean, that's her decision. She paid for the dog. Right. I mean, she owns Luke after all.
The animal doesn't choose. Yeah. The animal doesn't choose. But would you... The question, too, though, is would you ask? Because, like, it's not like she's just trying to do what is best for the cat. The boyfriend's also put in the request. So it's not just like... You know, if Avital left and she knew in her heart that Luke would rather be with you, but she took Luke anyway. It's like she's leaving you. Luke likes you more. And you say, I'd really like to keep Luke.
I think it depends on who breaks up with who. Like, if she breaks up with me, then, like, she can leave Luke as, like, a parting gift. And, like, if this lady breaks up with the dude, then it's like, at least you can have this cat. That's a nice little sweet gesture. But if it's like... I'm going to break up with you and give me your dog to boot.
That's it almost seems like it was a long con to get a pet.
Yeah.
a pet. I also think that it's very unlikely that he would ask if it wasn't her leaving him. Like, usually when you're breaking up with someone, you just want out and you don't really, you're not going to, you'd prefer not to think of them. They say that, like, when you're breaking up with someone, like, the person doing the breaking up doesn't mourn the relationship as much because they mourned the relationship during the relationship, like, as they were realizing that they needed to end it. That's when they started their process. But then you get broken up with and you have to start that process. So I doubt that you would be like, wanting to move on and then also ask for a cat. You're probably like in shock. You're like, I'm going to lose my girlfriend. Can I at least have the cat? You know?
Yeah. I think the best of both worlds is, like, I don't know, I'm already $5,000 invested in the health of this cat.
Oh, you ask for cash.
You want to fucking pay for that. You can earn the cat through catch. Yeah. And here's the
catch.
What's
the catch? Yeah. Yeah.
You have to convince the cat to eat the money, shit it out into my wallet, and then he's yours.
It has Snowball to be in gems. Style.
Yeah. So you can, I think it depends on who breaks up with who. And then it also depends on if you can get some cash for the cat. If he really wants this cat, then he has to retroactively pay for the vet bills to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an investment. And in fact, with interest, you're not buying high and selling low.
Right.
You need at least $5,500 back.
That's definitely good if you want a clean break from this guy, because I feel like after you say something like that, the breakup doesn't get friendly. It's not a friendly breakup anymore.
Yeah, you're starting to discuss money, honey.
That's not clean. And I know a little something about being clean. Do you know
how's
what I
that
because I used to come clean.
All right, let's take a break.
Oh, come on.
I didn't need to fucking hear that admission of guilt. I already knew you were like that, you depraved little 18-year-old.
Go to break. Pervert. Go to break.
Let's thank some sponsors, come back, and answer some more cues after these. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's more fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark Box.
It came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that. I did. Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
I'll tell you about something I'm doing personally myself, and that is I'm drinking less coffee. That's what I'm doing.
You're sort of weaning yourself off of caffeine.
Well, I'm not, like, I still love coffee and I like the ritual and I like the way it tastes and I like the way it makes me feel. The problem
I'm having up to 3 a day at this
that
point.
Is I was drinking coffee probably past the point where I was getting the enjoyment from the coffee. My first cup, I still feel happy, good, energized. Second cup, midway through, I start to feel a little jittery, and then I want to power through, get it done, finish the coffee, and then sometimes you hit them with the afternooner, that post lunch coffee.
Yeah.
So when you were doing 3 a day, it was not.
Why did I think you were already off the afternoon onto a tea or something like that? It seems like that was just a phase during the winter or something.
Yeah, no, I think this past year I took the afternoon coffee kind of out of the equation. Or at the very least, I would not have another coffee after lunch. But then I would sometimes be having like a third coffee right before lunch, a 1 p.m. coffee. Or like,
wow.
Really what it was like an initial coffee to kick off the day and then a larger coffee that was almost like two coffees. You start the day with a Trenti and then you have another. It's like,
yeah,
that's not, or the Venti, not the Trenti. Come on. Anyway, too much coffee. So I'm back to just one cup in the morning, in the a.m.
And then how long has that been going on? Are you feeling the crash yet?
No, if anything, I feel better. It's been maybe like 3 weeks.
Oh, so you've given this a real try.
Yeah, a real try. Getting up earlier, having my coffee a little bit later rather than like right away, and then no coffee after the initial coffee.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Let's say, when are you most awake? Like, you're most energetic, 100% or as close to it energy-wise in the day?
11 to 1:30.
Got it. So like pre-lunch, but post-morning whatever.
Yeah.
Post maybe a shower and your first caffeine, and now you're riding high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually it's wake up, exercise, afterwards, shower, coffee, computer. And that's where I'm the most productive. It's post-shower. I've done the hardest thing I'm going to do all day, which is work out. Then I'm just easing into the rest of the day, which is like computer-related tasks.
And then when are you the most tired usually? Take away like right before bed.
Could I also take away right in the morning when I first wake up?
Oh yeah, that doesn't count either.
Great.
Then I'll say when I'm dead asleep at 2:42 a.m.
middle of
a REM cycle.
I don't have that like afternoon crash like I used to get, like the 4 p.m. post lunch crash.
Yeah, I think that's when I'm the most tired. Is like, it's like 3:45 and there's still like 2.5 hours left of broad daylight, but I'm not like at a dinner time yet. So I'm just like, that's when I'm most dragging. But I also don't have coffee in the afternoon either. I'm basically at that 1 a.m. level.
And that time though, when like your post lunch thing, like my post lunch time is like when Los Angeles is waking up and people are slacking, they're emailing. So I feel more engaged. Like I remember when I was in LA with you guys feeling that same thing. And I feel like that's partially because like the East Coast has gone to bed. It feels like things are already sort of starting to slow down.
Right. So it's like 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. in LA. Don't know what to be working on.
Right.
But I still got 2 to 3 hours before dinner. That's when I'm the most tired.
That makes sense. And how many coffees?
It has to do with the sunlight. 1 a.m.
Well, then that's it.
Like when I'm driving into the sun or like walking into the sun and it's like setting and like yellow, that's when I feel like the most tired and drained.
Mm, yeah. The sun will tucker you out. It really will.
Yeah. Even though I'm not really doing anything, it's just existing. Really, the sun's supposed to give me energy.
Interesting.
So are you doing anything for caffeine in the afternoon?
Yeah, I have a 5-hour energy, vodka, Red Bull.
Never mind.
And then I do a matcha.
What you're doing is so much more intense.
A matcha.
So much more
intense. I said matcha.
You said a 5-hour energy, and I think you said a vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, and a vodka soda.
And a Monster.
4 Loko. 2 4 Lokos.
Tall boy. So you recommend it. You recommend not having to be a slave to the coffee gods, where you're
so
in the
far, because I think
needing
that, like,
to have it.
Yeah, I was getting to the point where I was like just feeling jittery before lunch, like where I was eating, it felt like out of necessity because I was like, I was rattled and shaken from the caffeine.
Wow!
And now I don't feel like that.
Do you eat a big lunch, or do you wait for to have a heavy meal later in the day?
I usually eat a pretty light lunch. Lunch and is almost breakfast. Always light. Breakfast is light too. Dinner's heavy.
Dinner? Real heavy.
Dinner. I have an extra large cheese pizza, a hoagie, yeah. A taco.
Two lasagnas and a calzone.
Fucking pancakes.
Yeah. I'm down to try switching it up. I don't know. What should I do differently? Fuck it. I'll have a chicken parm every morning and see what happens to me.
Yeah, breakfast is a myth. You can have food any different time. Like, it doesn't have to be eggs, sandwich, chicken parm. It could be chicken parm at the top to start the day.
Well, breakfast is the highest variance because, like, my body doesn't know if it's Thursday or Sunday. So, like, some days it's just getting a banana, and then some days it's getting, like, a breakfast burrito. And, like, the difference between those two things are so vast. How can my body possibly keep up?
Yeah, it's true. Banana is like Monday through Friday. Breakfast burrito is a weekend treat.
Yeah, but yeah, I should normalize it. I should really just put the banana inside the burrito and just fucking have two of them throughout the day, and then maybe like a slim fast milkshake style thing in the middle of the night when I wake up for my the terrors thing that I've been sort of not dealing with. It's been kicking my ass.
Dealing with means I'm making progress.
I'm like fucking battling with myself. I'm a hazard to myself. It's like that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hazard to myself. So I'll wake
my
up.
My worst enemy. Yeah
cold and too. Sweating and afraid and like wondering what the fuck is going on. And like not being able to grapple with that because my mind is racing a fucking 1,000 miles a minute.
And you said you and Avital are good?
Everything's fine there. I'm just trying to like figure some shit out career-wise and personal-wise to like
personal-wise. Goes, yeah.
And so like I'm doing the Adderall thing, but like it's making me tired. And then I'm like sort of experimenting with different psychedelic microdosing.
Try what I'm doing with the Four Loko and the Avo. In the Avo, you know, you do.
And do they make those anymore?
They don't. You have to get them.
On eBay.
they say expired on the label, right. But they were never like good to begin with. So expired doesn't really mean jack shit to me.
They come in a case of warm, dusty cans, and you just sort of have to hose them down, put them in a freezer for a month, and then you can have them. They don't get cold. It's so bizarre.
Right. If anything, they come out as gas, which is fine because you can huff that.
They come out as steam. So, all right, good tips. All right, next question.
Right.
Let's see here. Another classic relationship query. CCC.
Let's do it.
This one, it starts out by saying this one's for Jake. So we'll call this guy Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Why?
I know he was such a fan of yours.
Was.
I'm in college, and I've been dating this guy for 9 months now, and I really like him. The problem is, on Wednesday and Mondays, after a certain class, I shower and change in a locker room with this other guy. I'm a guy, too. He's a fucking 11-cent piece, and I don't mind the view while we're showering. Turns out he feels the same way. I told him I have a boyfriend, but he said he'd still be down to bang, and if he came on to me in the locker room, I don't know if I could say no. I also don't see him. I also can't not see him because it's part of my class routine. What should I do? Thanks for your help. Love, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Nice. Sounds hot. Sounds sexy. I think it sounds like you want to bang the guy because at one point he says, I can't not see him, but you are showering in a locker room after class. And I feel like that's voluntary behavior because you probably like...
He has to shower there. There's literally no other options than to have this steamy, steamy crush.
I mean, that's definitely... I can understand why you feel like you have to do that because it sounds hot and you don't want to do anything else. But it certainly sounds like you want to fuck him and it's bordering on you are going to fuck him to you already have. So I think what you have to do is probably let the boyfriend know in advance of this.
Yeah. And he has to let it happen because he's like, he has to get that this is so hot that he doesn't want to stand in the way. Like, if something is truly hot, you can't just be like, this can't happen because of me.
Right.
Because this, the universe is bringing
like
it together in such
porn.
A hot way.
It's like, yeah, it's from a porno. It's from a sexy ass scene in like like a movie or something, you know? Like,
yeah. And you don't want to be the dude that stands in the way of that.
You can't be. You can't be. Because if the tables were flipped, you'd want that hotness for you.
Yeah, and this is you asking your boyfriend to like level with you. Like, you get that. Like, if you found a hot guy in a shower, I'd want you to have that. And so I think it's only fair. In fact, hypothetically, you've already cheated on me, so this is probably fine just to get even with you.
Hypothetically, because you feel like it's because the fantasy happened to him?
Yes, exactly. It's already happened to him, so now you have to level the playing field in reality. And in fact, you probably owe him two real-life hookups because the fantasy is probably so hot it counts as two.
Yeah. Doesn't get hotter than being like, I talked to my boyfriend, he said it was okay, and then as the steam is rising up behind the guy, it's like he just wants to join, and then there's like a three-way kiss.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. I didn't
know
you
were
porno. Have you taken a public shower recently? I feel like that's something I haven't experienced since I don't even know when. Like,
I never took one
high
in
high school.
I never took one in high school or college. Like, when I've taken public showers, they've been in like bathhouses somewhere. Like, I feel like that happened in Iceland or something.
Right. But you're still in a bathing suit, right?
No, I showered naked in there.
Everyone else was in a bathing suit. It was very out in the open. It was like that place where you sort of like rinse off your feet.
Yeah, before jumping into the pool. Yeah.
Yeah. You got butt naked just to sort of like shoo some sand off your ankles.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
I've showered in locker rooms that were open showers since like college, but never when I was a student.
Yeah. And did you used to wear flip-flops to the sandals flip-flops to the showers in college?
Yeah. I had the shower flip-flops. I had the shower caddy. I had the time. No, actually, I had a bathrobe. Yeah, I had a bathrobe in college.
That's
cool.
Really nice.
That was cool. I earned respect.
We had co-ed bathrooms in college. Yeah.
Jesus.
So like, I would like go to shower, a scrawny 17 and a half year old, and then there would be like a lady coming out of the bathroom. It was a little too progressive for my liking now that I think about it.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
Imagine taking a dump next to another hallmate who's taking a shower. That's the system that they had in place.
I don't, just knowing what I did in the bathroom in college, I don't think
can only guess the amount of spum that went down. They probably had to like pump the pipes every day between you and Ken and
that's
anyone
enough.
Else in that. Can you imagine the damage you guys did
everyone,
to that pipes?
We all masturbated in our rooms like normal freshmen.
You came clean after all. All right, let's take another break, answer some more questions after these messages. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Mm-mm-mm. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we have returned.
Yeah.
Jake has downed a quick espresso just to get the juices flowing. Yes. Pre-act three.
Had to do that, but it was tempered with Jack Daniels, so it's not, it wasn't pure caffeine. So
did you,
everybody keeping score,
have you been able to find the replacement for that dark cocoa almond foam latte thing that you got into at Starbucks?
Unfortunately, yes, briefly. The good news is that I think I went long enough without having it that I don't crave it anymore the way I used to. I don't want it at all anymore. But we did find a way to jerry-rig it because they added the mocha sauce back onto the menu. So you could just basically build it. It was like a cold brew with four pumps of the mocha
chocolate
sauce.
Syrup.
Yeah. And it turned out you squirt. Really didn't need the foam, which was part of the drink. It was like the almond foam. It just gave it like a really chocolatey, it made it beautiful, but it was all about the sauce and you didn't need the foam. It was just almond milk, chocolate sauce, cold brew. And that's all you needed.
And now what are you doing?
And now I just do cold brew. Even on the weekends. Yeah. Even on the weekends when I used to treat myself to a sugary coffee, I lost the taste for it. I don't crave it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I accidentally had regular cold brew last week and it was disgusting. It was like salty. I couldn't even have a sip of it. And it was vanilla flavored, not sweet enough for me whatsoever.
What do you usually put in your coffee?
Oat milk.
And that's it. But so it's oat milk?
That makes it like less coffee-y and more creamy-y, and it's probably a little sweeter enough.
Oh, but you don't add any extra sugar?
No. If anything, like at most, I'll like do a shot of the strawberry quick, like this syrup, and then
sugar.
two little,
if
not protein, but like Hershey's cookies and cream powder.
So not protein, not protein at all.
Yeah. Not whey, but like it's
Hershey powder. You said it's like pure sugar.
It like makes
powder.
Everything taste like Oreos, and then I'm also eating Oreos with every bite, so it gets sweet.
God, your teeth
hurt,
are
so it's hard to do. Yeah,
they've gotten smaller. They're so tiny. They look like
thinning
filed down.
And browning.
You look like Gollum.
I am starting to sort of not shrink, but shrivel.
Yeah, like, you're smeagling yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting rounder, compact, wet, and bony, if that makes sense.
Yeah, your eyes are growing.
Okay, here's a question about becoming Instagram unofficial.
Ooh.
From a lady who we'll call, who's like a woman that uses Instagram?
One of the, like Kylie Jenner or something?
That's good, yeah. Nobody else does, but Kylie.
Yeah.
I'm a 23-year-old female from Portland.
Nice.
Here's my dilemma. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year and he has yet to post a picture of me on Instagram. Logically, I know this doesn't matter, but yet I can't seem to let it go. I haven't brought it up to him for fear of sounding insane. Also, while there's no pictures of me, there is a picture of a happy birthday shout out to his ex-girlfriend that he posted 5 years ago. Oh. I can't put my finger on why this bugs me, but it does. Do I have a right to be bothered by this? Is there a threshold of time after which it's not weird to be Instagram official? Should I bring this up to my boyfriend? I would love to know your opinions on this. You guys are the best.
It feels like if she is noticing something from 5 years ago, like his feed must be very inactive, unless she scrolled a long time. Like, I feel like the way you would feel about this has to be directly proportional to how active he is on Instagram.
Yeah. Do you delete old photos on Instagram?
No.
I mean, because at this point, we've had Instagram for like 10 years, it seems like.
I have definitely.
So there's photos of you with exes and stuff on there, right?
For sure. There's exes on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I call it Extagram because it's basically the entire thing is a love letter to all of my other girlfriends. and I leave that shit up there in case they ever want to get back together, which I'm desperately waiting for.
That was so candid and sad to hear. You should have been more ashamed of that. Like, it's awesome that you know that about yourself, but like weird that you're also not self-aware enough to know that you shouldn't say that shit out loud.
Shocking candor is what I'm known for.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, shocking. You think you're a shock jock? I don't think so.
I don't think I'm a shock jock, but I think my candor is shocking. I think it can be.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of effort to go back and start deleting photos on Instagram, though I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, she would be asking about one specific. Oh, yeah. Behoove
like if there was a button that says only keep my last 50 photos up and delete everything else, I would press it instantly.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need old, like 9-year-old grainy photos of me and other lovers / friends who have since. Most of my friends are dead anyway.
Yeah, so that's a good reason to leave it up. I mean, lovers is one thing. I like that Instagram is like. It's almost like a little diary that I have because I never posted on it that much. So there's only a couple hundred photos probably. And it's nice to have that track record because I feel like everything else that I like, we both used to have blogs. Those are long gone. Twitter is littered with retweets and promotion. Instagram is a little bit, but you know, it's pretty pure. And I like that about it.
So if somebody asks you to delete old, like if Jill's like, can you delete old photos of your girlfriends? Would you be like, yeah, sure, I don't care? Or would you be like, why do you care? Or would you just laugh and say, don't worry about it? Or would you say,
don't worry about it, babe. I if she, Jill just wouldn't do that. But if she did, I feel like at this point, it'd be kind of hard. Like if when we had just started dating, she asked me to, I think I definitely would. But I feel like after being married for a couple of years, it's almost weird. I would be like, that doesn't matter. But it's nice to know. Like, there was a time in my life when I had, I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell. I guess I would delete it.
You whipped. You're absolutely whipped for that.
And now you have to delete the photos. And now you have to delete the photos.
Let's do it now, one at a time.
And you? What about you?
I mean, I guess I would do it because I'd rather just do it than talk about it. And if something bothers somebody, then I'm like, fine, I don't care enough to like hash it out. What am I going to do? Going to try to convince her that it doesn't bother her?
Yeah, it's weird to ask, but it's weirder to defend. That's kind of where it nets out. But I do think that it's not that bad to have them. So
yeah.
It's and just not a not hill posting, that I would die on.
Not posting any photos? Is that weird?
I think it depends how many photos he like, how often he posts. I'm sure that he's not doing it like intentionally. It sounds like he just doesn't post a lot. But what I would do probably is post photos of him on my Instagram, so then it's kind of like this is a thing that we partake in, and then eventually he'll feel like, oh, I haven't posted even though you've done it for me, so then he will. But I would probably not say anything, because then it turns something that should be fun, like sharing your love, into like a point of contention. So I would personally resist the urge to bring it up.
Yeah. Or you can like post a photo of him, but like cover him with an emoji of like a duty head, or like this guy won't fucking see that we're official on Insta.
That's
tags a lover that's fucked you like for that similar reasoning or something like that.
So
like,
you're trying to
shame him in a viral way.
Yeah. Okay. So she's worried if she should even bring it up to her boyfriend, but you are convincing her to go viral.
Public. Like a flash mob style jai-ho song and dance number at a mall. Mm-hmm. And the end result is basically this unveiling of a photo of you that he needs to post. Like, almost like a Speed 2 situation, or a bus will explode or something like that.
What?
Like, he has to post a photo Speed 2. Today.
Speed 2 was on a cruise ship. Speed 1 was a bus was going to explode. Get your shit together, okay? Because Speed 2...
Yeah.
Don't point at you with the pen?
Don't point at me with a pen. You're not auditing me.
Okay.
You don't... Yeah, you don't have that authority.
We each want something from each other. You want me to drop the pen?
What do I want from you?
You want me to drop the pen. You probably want me to stop talking to you in this
I want you to drop it in general. Yeah, just fucking
I want you to get your fucking story straight. I want you to
know... Okay, so it's a Speed... One style
speed. Like. It's that one's just called Speed, because they didn't know there was gonna. They didn't know it was gonna be a runaway success when they made Speed.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. It is. That's a turdy for you, but.
Oh my god! You were definitely gonna give me that, regardless of how this episode ended.
I really did not want to. I fought the urge many times. I wanted you to have a clean episode, as it were.
I fought the urge, and the urge lost. So yeah, you get a shit on a plaque for that. And you already get the mic, right? The golden mic.
Because I was awarded the golden mic in the beginning by the artists who sung the song. I believe it was Elliot and Priscilla. Does that ring true?
No, it's not. The fact that you don't even know their name has to count against you.
Really?
Yes.
What are their names?
It's Isaac and his girlfriend Ella. Jesus Christ. Elliot and Priscilla? Nobody's named that.
It's been a while. Isaac and Ella, I'm sorry. And I appreciate it. I already thanked them in my speech. I said, thank you, Isaac and Ella, or something along those lines. Or if I didn't say it, then I meant to. So, sorry.
Yeah. And thanks to you guys for listening. If you have your own questions, you can send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. This closing theme song is written by Greg, who said, here's another song and probably my worst one.
Nice. So,
the bar is set low, but I think it's more enjoyable than Greg is letting on. We're also always making new videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. This week, we not only added a Jake and Amir watch, but also an animated series that we're making called Stuck had a new episode as well.
Yes, the amazing, the incomparable Jacob Strunk edited our sketch together, animated our sketch, and it's awesome.
We basically were writing these sketches for Jacob to animate, so it's all new just for you. It's funny that his name is Jacob, which is yours, and his last name is Strunk, which sounds so close to the name of the show, Jacob Strunk. Yeah,
that's true.
It's like if we couldn't remember his name, that's what like a four-year-old would guess is who's animating it. Jacob Stuck. It's like, that's actually really close. Yeah.
That's really good. We'll give it to you.
We should find an animator named Amir so that I feel more involved in the process.
Amir
too.
Funk.
So Jacob can do, Amir Strunk. Amir Stunk.
Nice.
That's what my dad used to say to me, like when he was describing my
in the past tense
to my mom. Yeah. How was Amir today at the basketball game?
Right, you say Amir Stunk.
Amir Stunk.
Wow, yeah. God, that's
right
dark.
In front of my ass too.
Yeah.
Oh, sad. My old man used to just fucking razz me.
Talk about shocking candor.
Welcome to If I Were You, I'm Shock. This is Candor.
Shock and Candor.
In the morning. All right. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough. Probably this time next week.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Ciao.
Peace.
Walk in the room and I tried my best not to freak and scream from excitement. I smell the cheese and it's obvious I'm gonna seize it. Please check up our wits. I can't solve all the questions that I have in my mind and soul, I know. And then I get dumped by a dime in my prime while online and it's not Chime. Amir left the Zoom early. Jeff is the new CEO. You want me to forget you? Okay, if I were you, I would so date me, baby. Yeah, if I were you, you want me so badly to say I'm proud of you. Amir is not a chipmunk, he's me daddy, ooh. I've wasted so much time waiting around for my answers all my life. My emails I've done right for years, and all you've done is give me laughs and sneers. Amir'd be better off alone. Leave all his turdies on your throat. Jake, your anxiety that you will leave a legacy. Amir has always loved you. Why won't you accept him as your equal? You want me to forget you? Okay, if I were you, I would get a new friend. Maybe Ben or Thomas, who have always been amazing. And if I were you, I would see you later. Goodbye from this coit, you. Hey, you. Tell me why you do the things that make me love you. It's an endless joy to listen and support both of you. I hope to meet you one day and I'll say thank you. You changed my life forever. You want me to forget you? Okay, if I were you, I would send an email right now to if I were you. They may never read it, but that's okay too. I'll always be a day one. This is if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.